woman would do today, would go in and put a wall in the water for the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing in most of today's women. But in the old days, I'll tell you exactly, if you want to know what my mother would have done, or my grandmother, they would have gotten up and gone to the wash basin, wash stand, and taken a very pretty pitcher full of flowers and poured some ice-cold water into a basin from this pitcher and taken a little sponge off. And then they would have probably, if you'd excuse the expression, gone to the commode. And then they would have probably put on the corset and then the long string drawers and then the petticoats, two, and then the panty waists, one, and then the dresses. And then they would have gone and combed their hair, but used no makeup. And after that was done, they would have gone into the kitchen if they had to do it. In my case, my mother nor my grandmother did not have to, for we had a maid. But the maid was $2 a week in those days. This is what would have happened to a woman who had to do it. They would have gone into the kitchen, and they would have put the kindling in the stove. And then they would have made a fire, and they would have put the kettle on to boil. And that would have been for the coffee grounds so that the water could boil and they would make coffee. But first my grandmother would grind the coffee beans. And my mother would smell that on Water Street. She'd smell that wonderful odor of coffee being ground. That's what they did. But my mother was not well. Therefore she had a colored maid. So that's what the maid did. Mother came downstairs dressed. She saw to it that the white tablecloth was put on the table. She saw to it the proper amount of dishes. And in our family, we didn't all like the same kind of breakfast. But always there was a pot of grits. That's hominy grits. And always was a tremendous pot of coffee left on the stove, so everybody had as much coffee as they wanted. There was always toast bread made, and there was either eggs or bacon, and sometimes fried potatoes for breakfast.
And so let's say before your mother or any before your mother or your grandmother had a maid, after she had gotten dressed and was finished, she went around the house. And let's say if I were to let's say even if yourself were to go around in the morning and let's say take this and put it in a waste paper basket and dust the furniture.
That's right.
What would you be doing, the whole process of that?
I would be cleaning house.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
My great-grandmother used to have certain days on which, with lemon juice and sand, she would polish the andirons. And then she would scrub the floors until their floors, unpainted, were almost cream white from the way they scrubbed them in those days. She did her own work, my great-grandmother, my maternal grandmother's mother. She was a Menorcan. My grandmother did not have to do all of her work. Her husband was a Connecticut Yankee, and he believed in having help, and she had help when they could afford it. My mother had help all the time, for my father was reared in a home where there was help. My grandfather was a dentist. My grandmother owned cattle from out at Mill Creek, and they had a colored girl at all times. And of course, my father would not allow my mother to work hard because she was not well.
That's interesting. Speaking about work and cleaning up, what do you usually sweep with?
A broom.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was wondering, how do you get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story?